What's this? A cougar and a ute sharing the same podcast? That can only mean you're listening to State of Sports Utah with Jason Stoll and Jake Lukler.
Hey, hey, and welcome everybody to the State of Sports Utah podcast. It's actually just me, Jake, today. Jason had some personal things to do today. It's actually his birthday today that I'm recording, so I decided I'd give him the day off, but we didn't want to... I didn't want to not talk about these last 2 weeks and then 2 weeks to come, so I'm going to give you just a little short episode all by myself, so hopefully it'll be just as fun without someone for me to talk to. Anyways, so as I'm sure you may have noticed, we got a new intro today, which... I'd like to give a special thanks to Anthony for being our awesome voiceover guy. Anyways, so today I'll be discussing ranked number 14, Utah, and unranked BYU. I'll just do a little quick review just because I know any and all the Cougar fans listening aren't going to want to listen to me talk about BYU for too long and giving my opinions about them. Especially because I'm the Utah guy. But anyways, so BYU currently sits at 4-4. They had a loss at home against Arkansas, 52-35, and a loss on the road against Liberty, 41-14. I guess just my two cents about it is those were both really good teams they lost to. And honestly, if I wouldn't be too embarrassed about it. I mean, Liberty, yes, no one saw Liberty coming, I guess you could say. I know I hadn't paid attention to them at all until watching them play BYU. But those were two very good teams that BYU lost against. So, you know, I would say that, you know, don't fire Kalani just yet, specifically because I like Kalani. I think he's a good coach. But I think, you know, those are two good teams. Nothing to be all too ashamed about. But now I'll get on to Utah, because that's, you know, kind of my area of expertise, and I'll get a lot less hate for talking about them. Utah currently ranked number 14, sits at 5-2. They had a bye week this last week, but they did play a insanely big game against USC. The week before last, and I was at that game. You know, me and my family were all there, and I will say that was a very special game. You know, it was a must-win for the Utes' goals to get to the Pac-12 championship, especially now that divisions are no longer a thing, and it's just the two best teams in the conference. You know, it was a must-win, and, you know, we defeated number 7, USC at home. It was definitely the loudest I have heard the stadium in a long time. The only real, I guess you could say, competition or even something that could have been louder was versus TCU in 2008, which I know many Utah fans say was louder, but I don't know. I think this one was louder. That was a long time ago. So it's, I guess there's a little bit of recency bias with me. And I'll admit to that. But I think, you know, one, this current stadium holds a lot more than it did in 2008. And I think we were just as hyped for this. They eked out a win 43-42. And what a killer win that was. As a Utah fan, I'm feeling pretty good. Not nearly so good as I guess I could have hoped for. I mean, after all, Oregon looked really good this last week against UCLA, a team that kicked our butts, and we are going to have to play them in Eugene this year. So I'll admit I'm a lot more worried about Oregon going into, you know, than I was in the beginning of the season. I did not fear them or Bo Nix at all, and I'll admit that. But I definitely fear them now a little bit. But that's football for you. It's a chaotic game, and you never know necessarily what's going to happen. Anyway, Utah's coming off a bye week. They play tomorrow, since I'm recording this on Wednesday. BYU plays Eastern Carolina on Friday, so both Utah and BYU get Saturday off. I have early games in the sense of early in the week. And then in week 10, BYU goes to Boise State and Arizona comes to Utah. So because Jason's not here, I am still going to give my predictions. I don't want to spend too much time on them. I think the BYU is going to bounce back. I think they're going to bounce back at home. I think they're, it might be a close game. I'm predicting 28 to 21. And then when they go on the road to Boise State, I think they're going to, have some of their mojo back. They're going to want to get bowl eligible. They're going to have a close game against a pretty good Boise State team, 31 to 28. So, and maybe that's a little too high scoring, but the spirit of the prediction is a close win, about 3 or 4 points, within a score. Utah, I think. So I'm going to use my trap game since Jason and I agreed we each get one against to put on our own team. I put it. It's kind of a default trap game just because I really can't see any other team on our schedule that could, that we would could possibly overlook, so to speak, and that has the potential to beat us. I mean, you're definitely not going to overlook Oregon, right? So, I think Washington State, they're we typically struggle against them. We have won the last three, but it's been a struggle, especially in the last two, I would say. So I think it's gonna be a close game. Could be a trap game, I guess. Close, about 10 point difference. I'm predicting 38 to 28. And then Arizona, though they're much better than they were last year, and they gave Utah a little trouble on the road, but we kind of overlooked them, and we were looking forward to, we were looking forward to Oregon the following week. I think we're gonna beat them pretty easily. We'll have the home crowd. I don't think we lose at home. So I'm gonna go 42 to 21 is what I'm gonna predict. I think our offense, with both teams, I think our offense is high powered enough that the Utes will really pull it out, even if our defense continues to struggle a little bit. Although I think we're going to see some improvements there, and the special teams, if the special teams continues to struggle, which I sincerely doubt will get fixed this season, but even if so, I think with both of these teams, Washington State and Arizona, I think our offense is high powered enough and efficient enough that we'll get a win. And I think it won't be too difficult. Again, I am putting the trap game warning on Washington State, but I think you will do just fine. Anyways, so since I'm by myself, I'm not going to do any listener questions. The question we got on our last video was very good, so I don't want to do it just by myself. So Jason and I will either do that one or a better question that pops up on the video. So make sure you submit your questions if you want to beat out that question for next time. It will be me and Jason returning next time. So make sure you like and follow. Make sure to submit any questions on either any of our social media pages or on our YouTube page or where the video those are always posted. Anyways, thank you for listening, and sorry that it's just me. Have a good football watching weekend.
Thank you for listening to this State of Sports Utah production. SFX technical support provided by Samantha Knight.